A return to Winterfell and the music from Game of Thrones. Ramin Djawadi's cultural game changer performed by Quebec's Angèle Dubois and La Pieta. You're listening to the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at the arts. Michael Morey is here. Michael is the general and artistic director of Tapestry Opera and the chair of Opera.ca, the association for professional opera companies in Canada. Since the COVID crisis began to make a threatening impact in this country, Opera.ca surveyed companies and artists and created a one-stop e-resource for artists impacted by cancellations. The association has also enacted an emergency fund in response to the artist survey once it found out that 25% of respondents wouldn't be able to pay bills within a week. At the same time, Opera.ca is advocating with the government for its professional companies that are in danger of major financial crisis, ensuring that business support initiatives from the government include charities and not-for-profits. Michael Morey joins me on the line. Michael, welcome back to the Oasis.
Thanks so much, Mark. It's great to be here.
Great to be with you. Tell us about this moment for Tapestry Opera over the last several weeks.
Well, I think along with many of the other arts organizations out there, it's been a bit surreal. We had a program that was meant to be up last weekend with a number of emerging artists, which is our opportunity to showcase new talent in opera. And we canceled that, of course, for the safety of the artist and the audience. So we actually were able to replace that with a streaming program, just with the two headlining performers. So
we talked about that last week. Yeah.
So oh yeah. Great. Great.
We were letting people know to have a look.
Wonderful. So that was a little kind of moment of light, I guess, in a pretty obscure time or a dark time right now. But we're kind of all looking at the rest of the season, and as you know, most organizations have canceled or are considering canceling their seasons extending into the summer.
So let's talk about that for a moment. What are the stories you're hearing from the organizations you work with through Opera.ca? I would have to imagine it's a lot of shared space here.
Yeah. This conversation last week was a little bit different. People were still holding out hope that this might clear up by sort of late April, May, and, sure. and that some of the seasons could be salvaged. But I think the conversation right now is that this season is pretty much going to be where everyone's at home, and we won't have the opportunity to convene large groups of people. So concerts and operas will be canceled.
And people forget sometimes too that, you know, just because something is scheduled for mid-June doesn't mean there's a whole lot of effort that has to happen long before that for that to be launched. So that is part of the reasoning for that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's a very complex thing because our entire sector is predicated on the idea that people will go in public, find ways to engage with art. And how can we do that now? So the interesting thing, I guess, that's also become an issue for organizations is this idea of force majeure. I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's for both insurance companies and for venues and organizations. It's a clause that sometimes allows people to get out of the terms of the contract. So
okay.
That's another thing that people are dealing with right now in terms of, is there an opportunity to collect insurance on lost expenses? All in the interest of keeping organizations surviving.
Afloat, yeah. I mean, we're talking a lot about small business today, just generally speaking in the news and on the program, and this is it. It's a small business, a lot of these. So Opera.ca, you're the chair. How much of the work that we're hearing about today was already in the works, and what more or less had to spring to action in the last couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, we're a national arts service organization. Mostly what we do is convene the leaders of the sector and occasionally all of the stakeholders in the sector to say, what's going on in opera. Everything that's happened that you mentioned has happened in the last week and a half directly because we could see the threat that this was to our sector, which is a fragile sector, as you might know already.
During the best of times.
In the best of times, yeah. Certainly the changing audiences is a big issue and something we'd like to deal with. But this new crisis had us get into action and basically figure out what people were going through. And the stats that we got back from freelance performers, the people who are populate the stages of Canada, was pretty astounding, with people losing in 2 months, you know, up to $60,000 in work. And for opera artists who, you know, survive in the feast or famine kind of mentality, where you might have three contracts that are stacked that pay for your entire year, it's a really challenging time.
I look at what you've put together here, an emergency fund. You've got this e-resource for artists, and you're working with the government to see what can happen. What is the response you're getting from the government right now?
Well, there, I think because contract workers are all in the same boat, whether they're in the arts or not, the emergency support packages that are coming out in April, which I believe we've heard will be live on April 6th, will have similar services available to what people who already have EI have. And the thing is that most contract workers and freelance performers, musicians, don't pay into EI, so they wouldn't have otherwise been eligible. So they are eligible now, so that's a great thing. Keep your eyes peeled. There's a fantastic website. If you go to Opera CA, you can see, all of the links to the government are there as well. But as of April 6th, you'll be able to apply for funds, meaning that probably around mid-April, people will be receiving funds.
Now, what can we do through the site? I know there is a fund there that we can help with.
Yeah, if you're interested in supporting opera artists who are in tenuous times right now, you're welcome to donate to Opera CA. That link is also on the website. I also think the people who have tickets to shows, if the organizations have asked you to donate the amount of your ticket back, please consider being generous, and that those fees going to the organizations will allow them to compensate the artists for some of their lost income, and also for the organizations to survive. I think just thinking that we can all be generous, those of us who have jobs that we haven't lost, we can be generous in the next year to continue supporting the organizations that we value, like the symphonies and operas, theater companies, all of these places.
It's a great thought, and I do think we really do need to invest in our local art scene once things are sort of back on the rails, and certainly in this country, and certainly lots to take away from this conversation today. Michael Morey, we hope for a speedy return for these wonderful arts organizations and certainly for Tapestry Opera, and thank you for shedding some light on a difficult situation here this afternoon.
My pleasure, Mark. Great to talk to you.
Opera.ca to learn more, and the Relief Fund banner is right there. You can click there and support, and you're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That is our look at the arts.